Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. Hello, please. Welcome to March. It's March. I like March. This episode was recorded in front of a live audience at the lovely Hen and Chickens Theatre in Islington, London, at the end of January this year, 2019, in case you're listening in the future. And it's a bit of a bittersweet one, actually. We had an incredible evening, as you'll hear. And we ate some magical vegan food from the wonderful Fudge Patch in Greenwich. And also, one of the guests, Anthony Amadou, was on the last series of Bake Off, and he made some incredible cakes that we tried as well. But the majority of the stuff that we ate was the most heavenly vegan feast. Masses of brilliant, bold, beautiful vegan Italian food, which, as you'll hear, we all loved, and it came from a place in East London called Antonio's, which isn't there anymore because in a thunderbolt of fucking tragedy, basically, soon after we recorded this episode, I learnt that, and this is so bleak, but Antonio has passed away. He's died. Everyone I know, even vaguely interested in planty eating out in London, was aware of and impressed by him and his food, and it's just sort of too massive and horrible to compute, really. So listen, you will hear how much we loved the food from Antonio and his team, and rather than my usual banging on at this point, sort of promoting and plugging the podcast, I'll just say that this episode is dedicated to Antonio, to his memory and to all of his hard work, and as something hopefully to go down in history as a mark of how brilliant he was at cooking, how exceptionally brilliant he was at cooking planty versions of Italian food, which made vegans and, as you'll hear, even staunch carnivores say, wow, that is delicious. There wasn't a scrap left on the table by the end of the night. The sadness of this considered, I should now also say before we get into this episode that it is a funny, filthy, raucous, very, very, very silly, funny episode. So enjoy it. There's nothing solemn or sad about the episode itself. Obviously, we had no idea. But yeah, this one's for Antonio. So thanks again, Antonio, for the beautiful and brilliant food.
Hello and welcome to Hoovering Live! So, my lush guests, could you say who you are and introduce yourself a bit?
Oh, blimey. Lou Sanders, female comedian.
Perfect.
Is that it, Lou?
No.
No, that's not a thing anymore.
Anthony, I'm a baker and a banker.
Mm. Ooh. Mm. But there's no program called Bank Off.
Yeah.
Well, imagine that. I don't think I want to be on it.
Why isn't there a program called Bank Off?
No, Jess, bad idea.
A recession. That was the recession.
Actually, yeah, it might be. Men in suits, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this took a turn.
This is taking a turn early on, isn't it?
I'm here for it.
Hello.
Hello. My name's Salma El-Wadani, and I'm a writer and a poet.
Nice, isn't it? Welcome.
Good work, guys.
Okay, so, yeah, we're nailing this so far. We've got some food from an Italian vegan, the vegan Italian kitchen called Antonio's. So, have you been there? In East London, it's had rave reviews on the internet and from human beings from their mouths. Also, Anthony, as this is called Antonio's, what are these people called that don't eat meat or dairy?
I don't know, man. I just don't want to know them.
The salt. Oh, all right.
I'm kidding.
You pronounce it in a beautiful modern way.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, what do you call them?
Vegan.
Vegans.
I don't like people. Saying the word.
Fair enough. Of course, I'm mispronouncing it out of a sort of a
don't give it power.
A purposeful disrespect. You're sat next to one there who's extraordinarily powerful.
I'm kidding. I'm just
human
kidding.
Being.
I guess I'm just more spiritually evolved than you. I don't know.
Hey, I'm from India and I do yoga.
I have a spiritual off.
that would be even less watchable than Bank Off. Shall we eat some of this and see what it's like?
Yeah. Are we allowed to eat it?
Yeah. Now? Eat it. Oh no, I hope
this,
you didn't
this was torture for me also, just staring at it.
Well, you try it. You start trying it and I'll talk for a bit and then I'll ask you about it. Because so recently I've got one of these I'm going to do in Newcastle and I on the request of the people organising it, had to ask Bob Mortimer which he'll do it, which he won't. But I realised that in the email to him, I'd said, so basically, like, what I thought I'd put is, basically, we sit down, we eat some food, and then we all talk about it. And then I went back because I just thought, I'll just check. I don't know why I'd already sent it before I checked it, but I thought, just check what I put. And how I described the show was that a panel of celebrities will sit down and watch me eat. And then all have to talk about how they found the experience.
Harrowing.
But way funnier.
I always thought that if you're having problems with your wife or whatever, then get me round to eat, because I eat disgustingly. And I eat so fast and so horribly that people would think, oh no, I'll stick with what I've got. Anyway.
Lily, I've never thought you ate disgustingly.
Horrible. I'm watching myself a bit now because of the audience.
It's quite bizarre.
I got ill down me before the podcast had started. Anyway.
Right, I've tried one thing so far and it's that arancini. Is that how you say it, or is that a type of spider? It's like a scotch egg, a rice scotch egg without any egg or any scotch. It was really yummy. This got like some really sexy pesto in it. All the herbs are fresh. Talk to me about yours, Salma.
I have had this spinach, what is it? Spinach ravioli. Which is nice and delicious and delightful. And if I had time or cared enough, I would make it.
Would you?
Yeah. I have neither of those things.
It looks like fresh pesto, and I don't know how you do that without an eggy.
Mate, you can just buy it from Antonio's.
Thank you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy it. Did they deliver it? It's good though. How's yours?
Anthony is a kind of anti-vegan.
No, you know what?
This vegan Italian food.
That arancini was really nice, actually. Mm. I don't want to be converted, but I like that.
You're getting there.
I really love
it. God, it's really creamy.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where did it come from? What's in it?
Where does it come
from? It's not cream.
It's like suspiciously creamy.
Ever heard of cashew cream? Idiots.
It is, that's it, isn't it? Do you think
I've made my own? Yes, of course I have.
Of course you have, Lily.
I'm the full package.
Lily, what do you think? Do you think that's vegan cream cheese, that white stuff on the spinach ravioli?
It tastes like a bit of an egg. A bit of an egg, yeah?
I mean, it's definitely not a bit of an egg.
Sure. It's either a bit of an egg or not a bit of an egg.
Yeah. Okay, great. Glad we got that cleared up. I think it's that I can't tell if it's a nut or a coconut that's been involved
it's
in
not
making
coconut.
It.
It's not coconut.
It's not coconut.
It tastes really nice.
It's really nice. Listen to this.
This is my worst.
We'll be converted
like,
soon.
If I was these guys, this is my worst fear. Everyone eating in front of me and I can't have any of
them. We'll be leftovers.
But it's so nice. I've got to say, it's absolutely delicious. Like, I'm going to go here again. Where is it?
Antonio's. It's on Cambridge. It's E2. I'll put it in the podcast notes. It's not far from here. Mm. Oh, my God. Oh, it's sweet potato.
This think is, of the sausage.
Yes, it really looked like a bit of sausage. They've done some very clever things, Antonio. So I'm very grateful. It's delicious. Lulu, have you got a favourite thing of the stuff on the plate?
That one. Ravioli, it's called.
It's good,
the
isn't
green
it?
Ravioli.
The green one.
Ravioli, it's called.
The suspiciously creamy ravioli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, when you are, I think the bar, when you're vegan, the bar for what you can have goes down. So you're just grateful to have anything, really. But, but no, I'm having a wonderful time.
Because I think I'll be the only other person on here who's even flirted with veganism.
Me.
Did you? I'm doing it now. Did you get this because of what you just said when you first started doing it? Did you go nuts for all the shit you can still have, like Oreos and Biscoff and like you're like, well, if I'm
dicks and that, yeah.
Are they all vegan? All of them? Okay.
This is something.
Can you edit that out, please? No. I'm trying to change my brand.
I'm the woman whose merchandise includes caps that say Dick Inspector.
Okay.
I don't believe you. You're changing your brand. Unless your social media isn't reflecting your exact lives, and who would do that? You've all been on exciting travels recently to places like Barbados, I believe. So I want you to each tell me where you've been and tell us maybe a thing or two that you ate there.
I went to Barbados for Christmas and New Year's.
I've heard amazing things about the food.
Yeah, it was. I ate a lot of jerk chicken.
Okay, nice.
Which was really good. I had a lot of peas, a lot of rice and peas. I think I say we in a very casual sense, but in London there's a lot of Caribbean food. I don't know, does everyone eat a lot of Caribbean food in London? No?
Yeah.
Okay, three of us. That's not the collective we. I take it back.
No, I lived in Peckham, there were like four places just at the end of the road, all for Caribbean food, so I had it all the time.
I think you have to go, well, they probably won't be there for much longer, to be fair.
Why? Well, so the gentrification of Peckham.
Brexit. Just joining in. People often talk about Brexit at the moment.
They pinch it in wherever.
That is exactly the context to pop it in on. Fucking Brexit. It's absolutely Brexit's fault that Peckham was gentrified.
Yeah.
Joel Dommett lives there now. That's how gentrified Peckham is.
There you go. There. It's over. It's over.
Our catfishing.
Ruined. Back to Barbados, food. Food in Barbados.
Food in Barbados were very good, but I lose my appetite in the heat. So I don't like to eat in the heat. I find I can only like drink fresh juices. I had a lot of fresh orange juice, which was lovely. And I had about four meals in the 9 nights that I was there.
Was it all inclusive? Because that's a nightmare otherwise.
No, I stayed in an Airbnb. I'm not trying to live that life.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
When you say you lose your appetite in the heat, I don't.
Yeah.
You don't?
No. I find I want to be like, out and I think I probably move more, do more moving.
Really, the very thought of eating when it's hot just makes me want to melt. Yeah, in England it's fine. It's not the same heat.
This summer we had a hot summer, and my partner and I saw our neighbours, who I'm confident don't listen to this. We saw them. They're a couple. And we saw them have a barbecue and like a proper kind of coal and firelighter barbecue that probably a half hour's prep minimum goes into. Especially they will have cleaned the barbecue before even reloading it. Like everything's done very properly. Their garden is pristine, as is their barbecue. They did it all. They got it all smoking so that its embers had gone all white. So you're ready to cook on it. One sausage, one burger.
No!
Fucking murderers.
You should have invited yourself
over. But maybe
over.
They had just lost their appetite in the hot, hot summer.
Yeah, it could have been.
the carbon offset of going to the length of making an actual open fire barbecue to then it's almost an there's no bigger insult to the animals that died for that one burger.
It's about the journey.
At least
them,
stuff
it?
Your face with the entire animal if you're going to. Anthony, where have you been recently? I thought you been quite some. It looked like you've been somewhere quite snazzy on your socials.
Well, no, I just went back home, India.
Yes, snazzy.
So I wanted to say, I don't know about you, but when I go to a hot country, I get bloody hungry.
Yeah.
I eat heaps of rice. Oh, with some good chicken curry. That's what I do.
Yeah.
With loads of beer.
Where in India?
So this time I went to, well, I went back home, which is Bangalore, but I also went to this little town called Salem, where my aunt lives. And I went in there just around this time called Pongal, which is the harvest festival of all the farmers around that area. And it was stunning, because there was sugarcane and everywhere, there was party everywhere, there was beautiful, all these pujaris, these guys that do, you know, sort of raise prayers to the sun god, and little pots of just beautiful food just cooked on the streets.
Oh,
Pongal
wow.
itself is this dish that they make in a pot with rice, milk, Norwegian milk.
Real milk.
Real milk.
But then, they are nice to the cows. It's pretty
yeah, they are very nice to the cows. Yeah. They colour them.
Yeah.
They,
cows love to be
coloured. They love to be coloured.
They pet them.
RuPaul's
they worship them. Yeah, we're very good to our cows.
And
yeah, it's lovely. If you guys ever get to try the pongal, do try it. It's beautiful. Ooh. It's like a rice pudding, really, but it's delicious. You get it in sweet and savoury.
I was going to ask because I feel like I don't know anything about Indian puddings.
What a sentence.
Well, but you know what I mean? Like, when you get it.
As in, where was I? When everyone was discussing Indian puddings.
Where was I? There was no Pongal class at my school. Strange Dorset. Too busy learning how to make a cup of tea. And that was honestly my first home economics class was make a cup of tea. That's the standard.
And yet you sent someone else for one today, didn't you?
Yeah, it did.
And it's a great cuppa, FYI.
Great, yeah. Hen and chickens. Big shout out to the hen and chickens tea making bar staff.
I don't know.
Is that am I being mad, audience? Like, if you go to get a takeaway or if to make Indian food, would you make a pudding with it or get a pudding with it?
No.
So we're learning.
Come with
what
me
is
to
it
India now.
For? How do you spell it, Paul?
Pongal.
All right, cool.
Pongal.
Had anybody already heard of that in here?
No.
But remember, right? India's got South India, North India, one minute, Jess. Correction, yeah. South India, there's Pongal. North India, there's no Pongal.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, so this is down south.
So please don't go to North India and start asking for Pongal. Are you going to look like a knobbies? This has got nothing to do with eating, but once I went travelling around Central America and we went to, I think we were in Belize and we made some friends with some local people and when something was brilliant and you'd say, that's the puta madre, the motherfucker, and it meant, that's brilliant. But then we went to Guatemala and carried on to say it and was thrown out of the bar. Same thing there, it means... You're a motherfucker. It's terrible. Lily, where have you been adventuring?
Oh, just Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, but I've heard the food in Australia is the tits.
Yeah, it's actually fine, yeah.
Is it easy peasy being vegan there?
Yeah, it's quite easy. I'm like you, though, in the heat, I don't want to eat loads in the
Thank
heat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Could have piped up before, you know.
Yeah. I was nodding, actually. Yeah.
Great podcast.
Big nod.
I've heard the brunches there, like kings and queens of brunches in Sydney. You really don't want to talk about Australian food.
Well, I just don't really have any anecdotes or set pieces.
No, I mean this isn't the kind of prepped kind of show.
I sort of ate really how I'd eat in London, really, I suppose. But I had less cereal at home, so yeah.
Oh, Lou, right now, what you're doing with that fudge in your fingers is just doing things to me. Ah, no.
Because I'm talking, I'm waiting to eat the fudge because I'm a
so polite.
Just eat it; they'll wait.
Mm. Oh, is it good? Do you like it?
Mm.
It's lemon sherbet vegan fudge. Audience, did you like the fudge?
Yes.
Shout out your favourite of the two flavours after three. One, two, three. Good. I like a war. We've begun a war. Okay, excellent. Anthony, I feel like I have to ask you about some Bake Off stuff.
Ooh,
may I?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Great. Okay. Does anyone on that show ever eat shit off the floor?
3 second rule, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good, okay.
I did as well, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, yeah.
It feels like now, like, this series felt like a lot of stuff got dropped. It was obviously a very hot summer that it was recorded in, but, like, there's a lot of stuff on that floor.
Yeah, well, when we bake, right, your workstation is literally the size of the stable, and it's difficult, right?
Amazon. Things are going pretty well.
So a lot of your bakes are already on the floor even before you start. My biscuits in the first week were on the floor, and someone said, please pick them up, and I went straight from the floor.
Do they have rats in that there?
No, man. It's really clean. It's a beautiful tent. Hello, it's Great Britain's most
viewed tent.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Is it
beautiful?
And it's in the middle. It's got to be quite isolated, because otherwise you'd be hounded.
Yeah.
I want to know whether what happens to all the food at the end of each weekend.
So what you see in the tent is 12 bakers, 2 hosts, and 2 judges, right? But there are a good 110 people or a little bit more from the production company, all in the middle. So when you see the bake-off, everything is outward. So the entire team is stood right in the middle. There are loads of people, and it's buzzing like a market. But on the show, you don't hear any of that. It's pretty stunning.
Well, what you're saying is those greedy bastards just pile in at the end.
Trust me.
Just trough on.
Just phew. Everyone just goes for it, and it's all over in like seconds.
I love it. I had the idea, because it feels so isolated, that it was like one of those fairy tales where the smell wafts up out of the tent and like all the local villagers come in with the smell of all your baking, like zombies, like nutting the sides of the tent.
None of that.
Each weekend.
None of that. Sweaty bastards just walking out after a stressful challenge and just ranting. That's what you'll hear.
Really ruining the fantasy.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. No. It's a happy place.
I used to like Bake Off.
I'm in my tum.
Is there anything that any of you eat in a particularly like weird or ritualistic way? Is there anything that you like have to have a certain way? Like people stereotypically would have to have a cream egg in, or they did a kind of, they used it for advertising that everybody's got a niche cream egg devouring type way. But is there any other type thing?
My friend, when she started doing stand-up, she had a Red Bull and a Mars bar before her first gig, and then she got into a habit where she thought she had to have that every gig, and she put on about 3 stone. And it didn't make her funnier.
No difference to know who that was. I know someone who had to have a pint before every gig for years,
loads,
and then they did an Edinburgh. Yeah, loads of alcoholics. But then they did an Edinburgh when their show was at midday, and they stuck to it, and they were fucked.
Yeah. And who was that?
You tell me yours, and I'll tell you mine.
After the show.
Cool. anything that you
mine, I guess, when it comes to Indian food, right, especially when I go out for Indian curries and stuff in London, you get a fork and a knife, but I go straight with my fingers, because it's just the habit of home. But that's my habit, really.
There should be restaurants in India where they encourage that, in London, sorry, where they encourage it, you know.
Well, why wait for them to encourage? I just go in.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's lots of Japanese restaurants where you sit on the floor in London. And so there should be, anyway.
Mm. Yeah. Get on the floor.
And use your hands. My whole family, we ate on the floor until I was about 21. And that's when we like got a dining room table.
That's amazing.
And then elevated ourselves. Literally. Yeah, it's called a sufra. Arabs on the sufra, on the floor, yeah.
Tell us what your mix-up is.
As in my heritage? Yeah. As in what all of this is? Way to throw me into an identity crisis. Yes, half Egyptian, half Irish,
awesome,
with a Pakistani stepdad who's just been my dad my whole life. So, like, Irish, and then grew up in Newcastle. So like Northern Irish, Egyptian, like North African,
see,
Pakistani.
See, that's where asked. I already knew the answer. It's amazing.
Basically, I don't know where I'm from.
But all sat around on the floor, like not even a cushion.
No, we just sit on the floor. You just like roll a mat out that is like called the sufra, which is like the thing that you eat on, and then you roll it out, and everyone just sits around and everyone eats, and then you know this, right?
Yeah,
you
use it as well, didn't you?
Yeah. So and then you just wrap it up.
So it's more kind of like sharesy food, or you wrap it up in a type of bread.
No, I'm talking about the sufra, like the actual thing.
Go.
Yes. No, we can all sit there with like our own plate of food.
Yeah.
And not necessarily share it, but we sat on the floor.
Great.
For a really long time.
Oh.
What if you had a short skirt on?
Yeah, has anyone got a short skirt?
Well, you know,
on?
It's like the whole like Arab Muslim thing. No, absolutely not. Not unless you want a fucking slap.
What's about you?
Not unless you want a fucking slap.
Yeah. That's not really an issue for the Muslims, you know?
Right. What about if you had a clicky hip?
Viable. You don't get a slap for that. You get a chair.
I'm thinking about it in terms of like, you'd sit there for a bit less long, wouldn't you? It's either going to make you rush your dindins or have less dindins.
Or just none at all, really.
Which both things sound awful.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, how about this? Cooking wise, have you ever really fucked up?
Oh, Jess, on your birthday.
Yes, I wanted that story. Tell it.
So, Jess had a son, has still got a son, yeah?
Yeah, thank God. Yeah.
You've got a chicken. He had a birthday, and I made three batches of cakes.
It was so sweet of you.
Worse than a lot. They were vegan. And the fat that you use, because I was just using like vegan margarine, and they tasted like oil. It was disgusting. And then some of them were shaking like jelly. One batch was like jelly. It's absolutely horrible. I mess up like on a regular basis, but I'm so arrogant. I just keep going back for more and cooking. And
that's great. That's not arrogant. That's really good. I think doing this podcast, I've had to get loads. I've had to give way less fucks how it turns out, because otherwise you stop trying new stuff.
Yeah, but then what? Like my friend Gabby came out for lunch a lot when we do like Riot Club and stuff, and I thought some of my meals would be a real hit, and then she told her boyfriend John, she was like, usually they're awful, but she doesn't know. She said this one was so bad that even she knew. But I'm absolutely lovely at dancing.
So who needs cooking?
What was the one that was so bad that even you knew?
I made loads of comedians as pizza. When I had a podcast, hello, and I made these comedians as pizza, and they were, it's inedible, really. But I was very ambitious. I made the base as well.
Oh, that is hugely ambitious.
Stupid. It was really horrible.
I did that. I've done it once, and it was all right, but it was like, what a lot of effort for something.
For little return.
You could I really feel like pizza, just go out for it. Unless you live in the countryside and you've got a pizza oven.
Yeah.
My friend had a pizza oven.
In their home?
Nightmare. Yeah, and it wasn't cooked and stuff. It's Antonius for me all the way.
Anthony, ever really badly cocked up?
Oh, hell yeah, yesterday. So I met up with my agent on Friday, and she said, listen, you're not putting up too much material on Instagram. Why don't you do something as simple as a vanilla sponge or a Victoria sponge this week? And I said, yeah, let's do it. And cocky me said, yeah, I'll add in whatever ingredients I want. That cake was flat. It didn't rise. Really? It was flat.
Because you put too much stuff that tastes nice inside it.
I have absolutely no clue, and I was ashamed of myself, but it still went on my Instagram, though.
But then, oh, did it? Yeah. So you should do, like, a funny joke with that one, like...
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, flat as your mama's tits or something.
I don't think it could be quite a social media kind of branding team. Kind of. Yeah.
I can't wait to watch the videos.
I do have kids following me on Instagram.
We all do.
At their own volition, though. So.
I hope you don't, Lily.
I do. Okay, my nephews.
Cool. They'll be in therapy later, though. Have I ever really messed up? Not really. I'm going to say something really terrible I shouldn't say on a food-related podcast, but I really hate cooking.
somebody made quite an emotional noise.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I like baking, if that... makes up for it.
Yeah, and also Selma made the banana bread that some of you have tried.
Good that's reaction. Thank you.
That's Sunday night enthusiasm for you there, Sam.
Yeah, I know. Well, as long as no one's dead yet, so it's fine.
Oh, well, that will fill them with confidence. What was in it? That felt like it tasted like there was a chocolatey element.
It's banana and chocolate chip loaf.
Ooh! Yeah. I thought it was really nice, really light.
Don't judge me. Stop looking at me like that. I only made it not knowing, like fully connecting in my head that
I
you were
going to. I feel like this is a pressure-filled time to do this, but I want... Shall we try Anthony's swanky cake?
I've been waiting.
Can you tell us what it is?
So these are all of my favourite flavours, right? And I'm guessing all of you... not vegans. So right at the bottom is a short crust pastry, and then there's this burfi. It's called, well, back home when I was a little kid growing up, you got these coconut burfis. It's a little like a, what do you call it, coconut ice sort of thing.
It's like milky.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So it's that, and then it's frangipan, which is Italian, like a Bakewell tart, but then that's filled with cardamom because I love cardamom, and finished with Swiss meringue, pineapple, and toasted coconut. And I'm hoping you guys like it.
I'm going to use the same fork. Lulu, while we try these, if you want, there's some cherry vegan Colin caterpillars there for you.
Her face. She is so unimpressed right now. We'll make lots of enthusiastic noises.
Oh, God. That's really good. Shit, that's lush. Sorry, Lulu. They're really good too.
Why don't you give me a little kids game as well down here?
Oh, I love it. I was nervous because I'm not the biggest fan of coconut in the whole world, but it's really subtle. And the toasted coconut on the top is fit.
Yeah.
The burfi is so good at the bottom.
Thank you.
Good burfi.
Good burfi.
Not quite. You've got to roll your tongue.
This is going to get worse.
Burfi.
No. I will sound racist.
This is a safe space.
That accent.
This is amazing, though. This is beautiful.
I'll do it.
Yes, Lulu. Delicious.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I want to know whether anything you've ever eaten, for better or for worse, has genuinely affected any medical condition that you've had. So, when I go on lots of antibiotics, I get thrush. Enjoy your pudding. but a GP told me, just eat live yogurt, have probiotics, and you won't. It's not, I mean, it's done absolutely fuck all for my flirtation with veganism, but it's worked.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely thrush free.
A friend told me you just have to put the yoghurt straight up your vagina.
Oh, my auntie Sue told me that.
You see, it's a thing.
So whenever it's like direct food to body contact, I'm fucking suspicious.
Right.
So when my baby, who's not a baby anymore, when my son was a baby, he had a gammy eye for about half a year. He had constant eye infections. And I had a GP, a health visitor, and then a GP say to me, put breast milk in his eye. because there's antibodies in it designed exactly for him. And I did it and it didn't work. And then I went, I kept getting infected. And I went to the doctors again with it. And they were like, so what have you been doing? And I was like, well, washing it. And obviously the last GP told me to put breast milk in there. And they were like, what? Pardon, what? And they were like, when did you last go to the GP? In Roman times? Get your fucking tit out of your son's eye.
I thought you're welcome to laugh.
I thought you, Lily, might have, because I what about in terms of mental wellness then, if not like a medical
hang
body
on, are you
thing
trying to put breast milk in my eye?
No. Anytime, mate, but I'm actually literally can't, there's none. Did yogurt directly on?
I didn't put it in my vagina. I just want to clarify that.
It, right? What is going to be the issue it has to do actually up?
I just heard around the grapevine. No, I have a really emotional relationship with bagels.
Ooh.
I love a little bagel. And so basically, what I eat for dinner many times, this is a bad thing, by the way, this is in no way a good story, is bagels with beans on toast and melted cheese on
it. Hang on, so toast on a bagel?
No, I just mean like beans on bagels.
You are from Newcastle.
I know, right? Just give me carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Put some like gravy and chips on top. No, I don't. Just a bagel with beans and then melted cheese and then like some turkey bacon. And like a few scrambled eggs. Because I don't like to cook, I eat this for dinner a lot. And I love it. I love a bagel with beans more than anything.
Anthony, ever had anything cured or made worse with an eat food?
No.
No allergies or anything?
No, well, you know what? I'm allergic to seafood.
Are you?
But I love seafood.
How did you find out? Oh, so you eat it anyway?
I still eat it. So I eat a full plate of prawns and I go, I'm scratching myself and I have rashes all over, but I can't care enough.
That's an ambulance coming for you now.
Thankfully, I haven't fainted from it, so it's all right.
It makes you itch like hives, itchy?
Yeah, just itchy.
Really? And it's just shellfish or all seafood?
I think it's just shellfish. I don't want to go get that tested. No.
No, honestly, just don't want to know. Rather live with
it. Ignorance is bliss.
Exactly. Just keep itching. I mean, you scratch for a couple of hours and then it's gone. But the food just...
Don't eat it on a date though, yeah?
Who cares?
Oh, okay.
Food any day over sex. No?
I said that to my boyfriend once. He's livid, but I was like, it's true.
No, absolutely.
I'm questioning what kind of sex
I mean, it depends on the food and it depends on who you're banging.
True.
I did an allergy test once and they said I was allergic to shellfish, nicotine and bleach.
That's Wednesday's ruined. Fucking hell. That is so bonkers. Yeah. But also, isn't it just sort of the human condition to be allergic to bleach and nicotine? They're not great for anyone, those two things.
Downing it.
You're
so like zen and like a spiritual leader
and
a guru, really. I thought you would say something like, once I've nibbled the teat of a lime and had my scabies cured.
No, I do. I've just got my juicer out the garage. Should I start that again?
Okay.
That's it. I don't go overboard. I mean, I'm eating Colin Capillas.
Colin the
Capillas. It's all about balance, babe. You know.
Getting your yin with your yang, getting your beans with your bagels.
Perfect. Do you?
Do I what?
Have you ever eaten anything and had a terrible reaction?
No, I think I'm more kind of I'm more aware of what my body thinks of what I'm eating than ever before. But it just took me sort of growing up to do that. But also, so I don't. So I'm almost vegan. Offensive to vegans and carnivores alike. And at Christmas, on Christmas Day, I was carnivorous and my body fucking hated me for it for days. It was horrible.
Well, you get used to it, don't you? Your body gets used to it, and then it.
And it was really delicious. Not worth it.
No.
Don't think I'd do it like that again. Or if I would do it again, it wouldn't be like all day, eat it all day. I mean, that probably could have been what caused me quite a lot of pain. That you're like, my eyes are open, put some booze in, put a snack in, never stop.
Looks like we both need that middle ground.
Yeah. That's Christmas Day. It feels like the point, isn't it? That's what Jesus would have liked. To celebrate his birthday with some sort
of...
Like,
an Indian on Christmas Day.
Good for you. I looked at you when I said that.
Well, I am from India. It's not racist. No.
Did you cook it or did you get it in?
No, I said I was going to cook for Christmas Day and everyone's like, I think we'll order it. God, take away, because my brother always cooks and he's got family and he's like, you know, busy.
Yeah.
And then I was like, next year I'm going to cook. Me and Amy will cook. She's the other sister-in-law.
Yeah.
She's the other spinster. And everyone was like, oh, no. So
I bet that was lovely, though.
It was actually really nice.
I've met more people this year than ever before that just, like, get a pizza or get a takeaway on Christmas Day. It takes a lot of the pressure off, I think, off all sorts of things in people.
I was livid when they floated the idea, but it was absolutely delicious.
You came round.
You sound like you're over it. Have any of you got any particular hopes or fears about when it comes to eating in the
Brexit.
Future?
Brexit. <Yeah. laughs>
But do you reckon it's going to affect what we get to eat?
No.
Don't you?
I think it will.
Yeah.
Speak to this guy, because I
get sent to a last round. What do you reckon?
So, you know, a lot of the hotels actually are holding a lot of their food now, cheese and everything else, into their freezers. In the anticipation of what's going to happen with Brexit, they're spending even a lot of the machinery that they use and a lot of the stuff they use comes from Europe.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do think it's going to make a big difference to the food industry.
We all remember the sour cream crisis.
What happened with sour cream?
Oh, we don't all remember
it. What?
Well, when they pretended sour cream was going to be extinct, I think that's the right word, but they said there wasn't going to be enough sour cream and everyone panic bought sour cream.
I didn't.
Yeah, I would as well.
Okay, well,
was this just your family?
No, but people go mad, don't they, you know?
Yeah. It can be like, what do you hope exists food-wise in the future, cause with technology? Any hopes on that front?
Yeah, I've just been down the pub, down the road, have a coffee, no vegan milk. I tell you what, hope operates in the future. Some fucking liberal ideas getting some soya milk in every pub.
Do you know what I feel like? Soya milk is literally everywhere in London. Like,
no.
I cannot turn around without someone
so
putting almond milk
there's
in my
so
face.
So many places, like the pub down the road, really nice gastro pub, they had Veganuary on the board.
And they didn't.
And what's worse than that, he didn't like my attitude when I brought it up.
It's false advertising,
said,
that is.
A real clincher for me, Lulu.
I said, can
Lulu.
I have a coffee with any vegan milk? And he said, we haven't got vegan milk. And I was like, what? And then I said, but it's Veganuary on the board. And I just stared at him and he said, I don't know what else to tell you.
We are literally the polar opposites, because we went for dinner on Thursday night and I walked into a vegan restaurant, sat down and looked at the waiter and said, do you have cow's milk? Before ordering anything. And he was like, yes, it's fine. It's going to be okay.
So I've just listened to there's this really good other podcast, only listen to it once you've listened to all of the Hoovers, called All Hail Kale, which is a BBC podcast, which is so good, and it's like a scientific look at wellness things.
Yeah.
And there's a whole one about dairy, and they have lots of scientists arguing, lots of academics and lots of nutritionists really like going at each other, but the one consensus they did seem to have was that unless you're from some very specific parts of Northern Europe, then you're not, as an adult, meant to have cow's milk.
Thank you.
Your body really can't cope with
it's
and we're
disgusting.
Way more lactose intolerant than we're this... but we're especially in America
who
where people are like,
we're not, blah, 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 blah. Who would have supposed to suckle from the teat of another animal?
Well, because actually kids can still really use that calcium. So there's and they're processing so many things for the first time when they're a kid anyway, that actually all those antibodies, all those probiotics, all that bacteria from animals. But they were saying, like, there was such an interesting podcast, but don't just listen to that. No, but there was stuff like, to get your germs, you actually should, like, kiss dog, like, you should be, like, around animals lots
and
stuff
then.
Like
I'll
that.
Kissing dogs all day long.
But no.
But any other fluid from an animal, like, you know, like, oh, it was cow, oh yeah, I was just going to get some cow spunk to, like, you know, it just doesn't.
It doesn't say,
well.
It didn't say, the consensus wasn't have none.
Right.
And if you're going to have dairy, be better to not have milk, to have some yogurt and cheese and stuff. But people don't seem to have the same intolerance of that. But they did say that most adult bodies aren't meant to compute.
I think ignorance.
Thank God I'm from India. I mean, you'd be hung in India if you said that loudly.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
No. It's not.
Yeah, no.
Wow, the energy, the energy's really sour. That's when I mentioned cow spunk.
Talking about milk, Jess.
Yeah.
Milk. On the extra slice, someone got a cheesecake made out of breast milk. Supposedly, that's a thing now.
Is
baking
it?
With, yeah, baking with breast milk. That
why?
That I think is a little
for vegans.
Right. No, not for.
It might be.
I'm not sure for vegans.
Breast milk's meant to be fine for vegans because it was given with consent.
Oh my.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Tasted my.
You
own.
Got hope.
Has anyone else in here tasted it? Yeah, it's sort of quite thin and sweet. Doesn't taste anything like milk. I mean, it's you know, I wouldn't want half a pint of it. It's not for grown-ups.
On your cornflakes.
I wouldn't want it, but it is sweet. I can imagine why people would use it for baking. But I'll be honest, I'm going to say perverts. I mean, not that don't, you know, they're not harming anyone, but get fucked.
I'm with you on this consensus.
On that topic, then, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten, please?
I was going to say something so rude. But
yeah, please, do it.
It was about spunk, so I... I did have a boyfriend one time.
Yeah.
Back in yesteryear. Who had the funkiest tasting spunk.
The worst.
Like, the worst.
It's already I've tastes ever. Like bleach.
Do you know what? Some men have quite an unassuming one.
I'm allergic to bleach.
Right. On that note, it didn't taste like bleach. Not that I've ever downed a shot of bleach ever. I love the smell of bleach though.
Mm. Like, do you?
Yeah, I love it. Feels like a clean house.
I can't believe you've tasted nice spunk.
Oh, no, I have. Very unassuming. I think he was a PT. Healthy
oh,
diet.
Really?
Yeah.
Or just wanking
pineapple
a lot.
Helps.
Very fresh.
Pardon? Yeah, they say pineapple helps.
Pineapple genuinely helps, you think?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He's talking from experience. Yeah, that was definitely the worst thing I've ever. I think all he did was eat beer and pizza. So terrible combination. Just really stuck in the throat.
Oh. Weirdest thing you've ever eaten, Anthony.
Moving away from spunk.
Yes, moving away.
So back in, I keep saying back in India because that's where I've lived. We had this Portuguese neighbor, and she said she called us all to her place, and she said, "I'm gonna cook you guys up a beautiful meal." And at the table came this large plate of just stuff that none of us recognized. It was beef balls and the beef tongue and the beef cock. Oh my God! It was disgusting.
Really?
Don't try it.
Cow's nuts.
Cow's nuts.
I feel like there's a theme.
Did anybody enjoy it?
My dad did.
Yeah.
Something was wrong with the man. Bless him. But yeah, he enjoyed it.
Different generation.
Yeah. Really? Weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
A horse. When I was little, my mum fed us horse meat in France, of course. And she didn't tell us what it was. And then, so we were eating it, going, "What's weird? What is it?" And then she went horse, and we were like, "Bleh!" Like, this just, why would you, you know? Because every kid is a friend of a horse, of course. You know?
I've always been a bit scared of horses, but it doesn't mean I'm keen to eat them. Mm. But it's supposed to be very good meat, very tasty, and very
healthy. Everyone shopped at IKEA seemed to like it, didn't they?
Yeah.
That time, that one time.
Anyone in the audience got ever eaten anything as weird or weirder than any of those that they want to
share with the world?
Kangaroo.
What did you make of it?
It's quite dry.
I've only ever eaten it in the dark, and I can't remember anything about it.
I
didn't like it. It goes to like a special filth club where you, there's that restaurant called Don Le Noir where you go and you're not allowed to see anything, and they feed you strange things if you're and you can be as adventurous as you want. But they, a bit dry.
Yeah, well, I wasn't that impressed.
Okay. Oh, you're there. I was just looking above your head. No. Okay. Good. Okay. Interesting to try it though. I don't think the planet's being destroyed by the over distribution of kangaroos.
I had it in a burger. I thought it was quite nice.
The kangaroo burger?
Yeah, in Australia. Yeah, in the outback. Yeah.
So that's where. Am I being very naive to think that there's most kangaroos are in Australia? And then on top of that, is there anyone else here that knows if they eat kangaroo a lot more in Australia? Do they? You live there?
Yeah.
They do, but I said to my Australian friend that I'd eaten kangaroo burger and I kind of got told off because I'm not, apparently you're not supposed to eat anything that's on the flag or in the album or something.
Not that supposed to eat anything that's on the flag.
Yeah.
Really?
So you cannot. You I got can told go off. To America and you can have a gun and drive at 12, but you can't eat an eagle.
Right, yeah. That could, it does apply for the rest of the world.
Or,
I don't know.
Or a star or a stripe. Delicious. Have you ever eaten anything that's given you a nightmare or a dream?
No, they say that cheese does that, don't they?
Yeah.
But that's a lie, because I've definitely ate a melted brie or camembert thing and then gone to bed and it's never worked.
And also the brownies with hash in them and also MDMA.
Have you ever had pot in a... I had a pot noodle once. Yeah, it was back in the day. We could still get solid pot. It wasn't terrifying skunk. It looked like we'd have to burn the edge. I was so... This is so Dorset. This is fresh out of this country and you burn the edge and you let sprinkle it in your pot noodle. When you went up Reading Festival with your mates. And I was like, well, I didn't make it taste... It smells nice and it didn't taste any different to a normal pot noodle. Half an hour later, fucked!
Really?
Way more fucked than if I'd smoked it. And lovely, absolutely lovely. Yeah. 100% endorsing it.
How should you take your pot?
Better for you than smoking it, as well,
I don't like
it?
Any of that. I tried it in a yogurt. I don't like it.
When I was pregnant, I went to an antenatal class called NCT, which is a very hippy dippy middle class gathering where you spend £300 to get 7 new friends. but the teacher always, they've all of a very similar philosophy, which is very lovely, but it's all quite sort of zen, very pro attachment and breastfeeding stuff. It's all cool, but our NCT teacher genuinely said to us that during labour she advised, as soon as you go into labour, little glass of wine, and then immediately go to bed, what time of day or night it is. I actually think that's amazing advice, to try in the early bit. But then she said, once it really gets going, have some cannabis. And we were like, what? We said, wouldn't that cross over the placenta? And she went, yeah, not in a bad way.
Did you do it?
No, absolutely. I fucking screamed for 2 days. To be killed.
You should make a glass of wine then, shouldn't you?
A little glass of wine. But then, actually, in the moment, you would not want to get into hospital stinking of wine. You feel stared at enough.
Come in with a big doobie and talk.
Just turn up with a fat reefer. I bet someone in Lewisham has done that. Oh god. If there was literally no other option, would you eat a person?
Yeah.
That's quick, Selma.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, 100%. As if we're all going to die.
Yeah.
This is your only...
Do you want some satire?
Okay. Oh, can't wait.
Is it Piers Morgan? That was just for Jess. That's
just... Gobbling right up if it was.
Gobbling right up. He's hammy, isn't he? He's quite hammy.
I feel like it wouldn't be good meat, though. It's turned a little bit.
Oh,
you know?
Rotten
meat.
Would you eat a person, Anthony?
No.
No?
Would
no.
you die
Would
first?
Die first?
I think I'd die.
Of starvation? Yeah. Die of starvation?
I'd eat him, but not, eat him.
It might be a woman.
It might be a woman, yeah. The last person left might be a woman.
Oh, no, I wouldn't eat a woman.
Just take the breath. Wait, so if potentially you were potentially dying and you would potentially eat a man but not a woman?
True.
Yeah.
Men are meant to be eaten, man. No, that came out wrong.
Elaborate, divulge.
No, never mind. I wouldn't eat a woman, no.
Perfect. Luli?
I think I'd just call it a day.
Yeah. Would you tell yourself first?
Yeah, I'd just be like, nah, it's not for me.
Would also, they be already dead?
I think the problem is
I would say logically no, if you're gonna ask me to think about it, no. But then you're not thinking about last time you were fucking hungry. When you're really hungry you'd eat any old crap.
I think you would. Starvation and just desperation takes over.
I'd just take it. Can I take a pill and just opt out, or jump over something? Jump over.
I'll give you that option. It's a friendly version of the question.
If I had to kill them, I wouldn't. I just want to clarify that.
Okay.
If they were already dead, like frozen in the snow because we crashed in the Alps from an aeroplane,
oh my God, then
she's changed.
Disturbing.
She's changed her tune because everyone else said no.
I'm fine with eating a dead person. Okay.
Say scrumdiddlyumptious.
No!
And then you can be in my podcast.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
A giant from a secret planet of giants has grown a giant lemon and is so angry about our poor political choices that she's going to squeeze it out all over Earth and we'll all be sizzled to death from a giant electric citric acid rain. She's agreed not to do it, but only if you three, and weirdly it does have to be you three, share a triathlon in Arctic conditions, so you're cycling, running and swimming for 10 miles each, all through solid icy snow. It sounds impossible, but you do it! You're a hero! Your reward, apart from the adulation of all human beings who have survived because of you forever, is the feast of your dreams. I want to know what you're eating, what you're drinking, who, with and where.
Ooh. Big question.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a big
question. It's the grand finale. I don't know if you can feel the excitement.
Where, who with, and what we're eating.
Yeah. Well, tell us what you're eating and drinking, at least.
Keanu Reeves, mac and cheese, a bit of salad on the side, and non-alcoholic wine.
Delicious.
Thank you.
Got favourite non-alcoholic wine? Could you recommend any?
I would drink alcoholic wine. I'm not square. It's just that I can't be trusted.
Not Keanu.
I was going to say, right, Keanu Reeves.
No, just like... one that tastes, or one that is alcoholic, but actually I'm only into it or something.
Yeah, great. This is totally hypothetical, so delicious.
Okay, then it's got alcohol in it, and and I can be trusted.
And you can be trusted. And the cheese, real cheese?
No.
Still not even a cheesy. Jesus, okay. Wow. That's a real vegan.
Yeah.
A sticky toffee pudding.
Yes.
With gin and tonic.
Yes.
And Paul Hollywood, man. But I'd feed him a dry cake, though.
Yes, with nothing to drink.
With nothing to drink.
Just slowly, when she eats it, just with some crackers, with not even any spread on
it. Eat it.
Well, in the
Hollywood
food, that's achievable. That's an achievable dream.
I mean, this is actually, you've gone. Yeah. Yeah. Selma?
I would have afternoon tea with Celine Dion.
Oh, what, like Petit Four?
Yeah, just like a proper stack of cakes, pastries, little sandwiches, lots of tea that doesn't stop, and me and Celine would sit and talk about our lives.
Has Celine got a lot to say?
Oh my God, she's my spirit animal.
Is she?
Love her. We've had a
she's
long
your
lasting.
Spirit
she's
animal.
My spirit animal. Celine, me and Celine, go.
Your hearts
back.
Will go on.
Yes.
Superb. God, I feel like I've learnt so much about that. Okay, well, I mean, I think it's hard.
Wait, what's yours?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I mean, I ask that question every week. So mine changes all the time. Today, I would have... do you know what? I keep seeing... having a look on your social medias is seeing all your in hot places. I'd have to go somewhere really hot. I want to sit on a beach. I think maybe I want some, like, barbecued fish... some sort with something lime and chili, maybe some lemongrass. I want some of that going on, and some sagaloo, and then
mix it up.
I think this is hard to answer because I'm really full, but like a sorbet then.
Right.
Just some sorbet.
Ooh,
oh, and a cocktail with like I want a cocktail with like a really ginny, like a mojito.
A real citrus theme here.
A citrusy theme, and I would have Olivia Colman.
Solid choice.
I've seen The Favourite twice.
It's so good.
So good.
So good.
I saw Mary Queen of Scots today. I'd have Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse.
I'd have her there. And I would have.
Wait, I thought this was one person.
Yeah.
Oh, is it okay? Then I'll just have Olivia. Sorry, Saoirse. I've answered all the questions.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
God, it's a relief, isn't it, when you've finished answering? have any of you got anything? Can you tell me can you plug your wares, your social medias, anything you've got going on, any gigs you want people at, any things you want people to listen to?
A tour of my show.
Great!
Oh, wow.
Shane Pig.
It's fucking brilliant. Go and see Lou and Shane Pig. When does the tour start?
We don't know for sure.
Stop
it's in the theatre next month, and then it goes around the country.
Oh, it's so good. Go. Yes, Anthony.
I have nothing except baking, so follow
him.
Follow him
on the social medias.
And my website's launching very soon, so hopefully that'll be interesting.
Woohoo! Summer.
I have a BBC radio show, BBC Radio London, every Friday night from 8 till 10 p.m. You can find me there.
I've been on it. It's really fun.
You were very fun on it. Or you can find me on Instagram, which is just my name, Salma Eldani, where I rant about mainly cake and the patriarchy.
Majestic. Hey, thank you all loads for coming. I'm afraid that's the end.
I've already changed my mind about what I'd have for the Feast of My Dreams. Bit of a curveball, somebody asking me what I think. What a stunning batch of excellent guests. Thank you so much to Lou, Salma and Anthony. Follow them all on social media. Anthony's baking is stunning on there. Go and see Lou on tour in her amazing, hilarious show, Shame Pig. Also, she's in the next series of Taskmaster. I think she's on loads of stuff on Dave at the moment. There's a new show called Hypothetical. Anyway, check her out. Like, she's one of the funniest people I think in the universe. And Salma as well, awesome writer, and listen to her BBC Radio London show, please. Follow the podcast. We're at The Hoovering Pod on all the social medias. I'm at Jessica Fosterq if you want to follow me as well. We've got live shows coming up all over the place. It would be dreamy to have you at. We're in London this Sunday on the 3rd of March and on the 9th of June. Huge guests like Ramesh Ranganathan, Tom Allen, Sarah Pascoe at these gigs. Come. We're all over the place. We're in Wales, Somerset, Glasgow. Also, I'm a stand-up by trade. I'd absolutely love to have you come to a preview of my new show. I'm pretty sure now I'm going to call it Hench. And I'd love to have you come to a work in progress. I run new material gigs in London all the time called Honers Clubs, and I'm doing previews on the 9th and the 15th of March at the Vault Festival as well. Anyway, if you want to come to any of these stuff, any of my stand-up or any of the live podcasts, just check out my website, jessicafosterq.com. There's a list of my live stuff in the next few months on there, and that's the best place if you want to email me as well. Anything longer than a tweet, rate, review, subscribe, tell everyone you've ever met about this podcast. It's an honour to have you as a listener. If you've got spare money, I'm on Patreon as well, patreon.co.uk/thehooveringpod, and I swap prizes for money. Okay, huge thanks to Acast for hosting the podcast. Hoovering's produced by Emma Corsham, and the music is by Mike Greenway. Until next week, happy hoovering. And one last time, thanks, Antonio, for the amazing food.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.